Making a difference in our community, this is Kelly Franklin, Chief Executive Director of Courage for Freedom. Kelly, thanks so much for being a Women of Influence. Now, Kelly, let's start out with exactly what Courage for Freedom is and how it first came about.
Well, I think Courage for Freedom kind of started and has been growing, and it was kind of organic. It started as Funny Farm Ministries, then it turned into Farmtown Canada, and then it changed. It was always charitable work and always about meeting gaps in community and what the community needed. But we started with a really broad funnel, and then the funnel got narrower and narrower when we started seeing especially the issues that young girls and their families were facing, and then eventually what we are seeing today with human trafficking and their sexual exploitation. We couldn't ignore it anymore. And my own backstory lent itself to have some lived experience to be able to start the work.
And I know you've been fighting this fight for quite a while, but what would you say has been one of the biggest challenges that you've faced so far?
One of the biggest challenges is that people still don't believe it's happening because it is so dark and it happens in the background. And also, when you are competing for airtime and to be heard with stories like Epstein and Weinstein and Nygaard and you know, the myth through things like Wayfair and Pizzagate and all these things, it is taking the focus away from what we can do every single day in our own communities by being educated, having a national hotline to make reference to in our own phones, and understanding how to bring safety and just constantly be messaging about this to break the stigma about this and be responsible humans in the fight against human trafficking.
And with all that you've done to help in the fight against human trafficking, what would you say has been your biggest accomplishment to date?
So the biggest accomplishment that I would say I'm most proud of isn't anything that I've done or our board has done. Although, you know, I look back at folks like Joe Preston and Jeff Urich and Karen Vecchio all getting involved at all different levels through our journey since 2007 to land here with this Ontario historic project. But the most proud moment I have is our capacity to listen and hear between the lines from minor age survivors and being able to take what they are telling us needed to happen across those highways and to amplify their voice to make change and history and put people's eyes on this, not just the egregious part of it and the heinous part that seems like, you know, a National Enquirer story. We want to be the people that are proud of bringing intelligent conversations and social responsibility and action points for the community so everybody can understand what's happening to young people in our communities and understand that it's actually our responsibility, that human trafficking is not even just about human trafficking and sexual exploitation. It's actually about human rights and child protection. So that's what we're most proud of, that a young person spoke to us. And I'm proud of those that work with us, that we're able to listen and hear and get behind this and do the work and put everything in their lives on hold from our, you know, if you look at the list of who showed up from St. Thomas and who helped champion this and from London and Elgin and all our outlying areas that are your listeners, that they showed up for this in droves and they sent a message both to those that are, you know, forced selling young people, those that are purchasing children as sexual commodities, and they sent a message to the victim survivors that we actually care. And that's what I'm most proud of.